fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. Sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain end his days. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die.
Strong start there to the Eternity Social's Sunday night stream. But Willie Nelson there with his version of There Is a Fountain. Good to see you all tuned in so far. A warm welcome. And if this is your first time, where have you been? But yeah, over the course of the next hour then, we'll be playing some classic and contemporary Christian worship songs, sharing some verses that those songs might lead us to think about. And as well tonight then, we have the guys from Faith Mission Transition joining with us and sharing a few of their favourite verses and songs as well. Next up then, here's a bit of Robin Mark. Turn it up and enjoy. And if you have any requests there, let us know what you want to hear. Definitely get them on for you. Got a few in the list already. So the show's filling up there, so strike while the iron's hot there.
You're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain. You ascended to heaven and evermore reign. At the end of the age, when the earth you reclaim, you will gather the nations before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice, you'll reign at your Father's side. And the angels will cry, King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. will gather the nations before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice he'll reign at his Father's side. And the angels will cry,
mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
God gave me you for the ascending.
So Rob and Mark there, you're the Lion of Judah. Fairly diddly dee. Keep the theme going for another one. This is Keith and Kirsten Getty and their version, Nothing But the Blood. A favourite of ours at the socials, a wee game we play at the end of most weddings, a wee ceilidh dance, and it's a great song for a Christian wedding to finish with as well. Hopefully you guys enjoy it too. Definitely think it'll be a while before we're doing any ceilidh dances of any sort. But indeed we have to be thankful that we're still here and healthy. God is with us every step of the way.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh,
Bit of instrumental work there too, with a song, with a sound message, and that no matter what we go looking for on this planet that we're on, we will not find anything that will save us, nothing at all, but the blood of Jesus is that cure. So faith mission transition then. We have been friends with Johnny Lennox, who kind of heads it up for a long, long time. Met him through the socials years and years and years ago in and around Cookstown. And him and his wife are involved in this FM transmission, faith mission transition. And on their page it says, "Our mission is to impact, encourage and inspire our generation through the truth of the Bible, the most relevant book ever." Go check them out online. They're on Instagram and Facebook, and they do lots of stuff on there as well. And so, and you can use their what they do there as a prayer point as well each week that they post stuff up there. So we're going to hear from the first of them anyway, and then we'll play their song. So have a listen to this.
Hey everyone, this is Amy from FM Transition. My favourite verse at the moment would be Psalm 46 verse 1, and it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble." And I guess it's my favourite verse because at the moment my mum has been given a diagnosis that is not great, and we are coming to terms with it as a family, and it's just good to know that God is still our very present help in time of trouble, and we never face anything like this by ourselves because God is right beside us. So just an encouragement to all of you, if you're facing something that isn't great at the moment, God is right beside you. My favourite song at the moment is Big Daddy Weave, I Know, so I guess that's going to be my song request. Big Daddy Weave, I Know That You're Good. Thanks, Chris.
You don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, and when it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good, I know that you are kind, I know that you are so much more I leave behind. I know that I am loved, I know that I am safe, 'cause even in the fire to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you, I don't have to be afraid. never seen you. I've seen enough to say I know that you are good.
Of our chosen tracks then from the crew at Faith Mission Transition. I'll be hearing a little bit more from them in a wee while. So some great music still to come then, a few suggestions on the live stream there as well. Alison Culbert was in touch during the week and she's looking for some Chris Tomlin. Linda Cameron there for Bethel Music and Susan McDowell as well for Victor's Crown. Some great songs coming your way as well. So we'll continue on with that then. Here is some Chris Tomlin's with I Lift My Hands. Warm welcome. If you just joined us, if you have a song you want to hear, type it in, let us know, and we'll get it on for you.
Be still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember.
Thank you.
Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise.
Listening to the same old, looking for a rescue?
I will rescue you.
We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In my darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend.
Jan Johnson, Goodness of God. Thanks to Linda Cameron for that. Chris Holm before that, I left my Lift My Hands, and that's for Alison Colbert. Thank you very much, and still some requests to get through tonight, so we'll keep the ball rolling on. We're going to hear from our second and final installment then from the Faith Mission Transition teams. It's hard to say. Have you said quick Faith Mission Transition? Ah, we'll get there. So yeah, we'll play that and a bit more music, of course, as well. Big shout out as well to Lachlan Webster. He's got the internet working again. He must have paid his broadband bill since last week. Yeah, what is all up to? How has your week been? It'd be good to hear from a few of you on the live stream there as well, and let us know just what you've been up to. It's a great day today. We had a bit of a Sunday lunch out and about today, and a lovely day for it. Although a wee skiff of rain, but not too bad. Still brave and warm. We had a few Eternity Social gigs over the weekend, doing two weddings there, Friday and Saturday night, and it's nice to be back at it. Although we're not doing the games, of course, no ceilidh dances, no games, just a mixture of sort of Mr. and Mrs. and family fortunes and a bit of a quiz, but running around trying to set up gear is tight in that weather, and I'm not the fittest at the best of times, so the sweat is running down my head. But it's good to be back, and kind of nearly normality has returned, but we still need to be very careful and very safe when we are out and about as well. And I do think the whole wedding thing in the next maybe month or so is probably going to get locked down again. I don't know. That's the kind of way it's going at the minute, I think. They'll probably do something. It's hard to know, really. But the only thing we can be certain of in this world is indeed our salvation, and that is in Christ alone.
Hey, everyone listening to Eternity Social's live stream and podcast. It's great to be on with you today. Thanks to Chris for having us on. And also thanks to Chris for all of the hard work that he has put in to having something for us to listen to. So thanks, Chris, for all that you do to give us entertainment and something to do both in socials and also in the podcast. My favourite verse, I think, has to be Romans 5, verse 8. It says, "But God demonstrates his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And I think that's just so amazing. It shows the vastness of God's love, that while we were still sinners, when we were actively maybe even trying to get away from him and running the other way, God still loved us so much that he gave his son to die on the cross for us. And I just think that wee verse has to be my favourite. As for my favourite song and my song for the request tonight, my favourite song changes all the time. And just there a couple of weeks ago, YouTube's algorithm threw up just a real cracker. The Peterson Family Band, they're a bluegrass band. And so I'm going to throw in a bit of a curveball tonight, because I've loved listening to the podcast. I've loved hearing music that I have never come across before. And so maybe this will be something a little bit different for some of you. And I want to request the song "I Know Who Holds Tomorrow." It's an older song. I'm sure a lot of us have heard it before. And just in the days that we're living in, it's just amazing to know that we know who holds tomorrow. And so that's my request for the podcast today. Thanks again, everyone. See you soon. Bye.
Didn't get a chance to get the Peterson Family Band version, but here is Alice Krauss and Union Station.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead.
Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined.
Song makes us realize our dependence on the Lord, but not to worry at the same time, because we know that He does indeed hold tomorrow. A song written by a guy, Ara Stanfill, who's an accomplished musician and minister. I'll tell you a bit about him. He served in 9 different organizations in the capacity of youth director and music director and a pastor. He preached across America and in 40 other countries. He wrote over 500 gospel songs, such as Mansion Over the Hilltop, Jesus and Me, We'll Talk It Over, and Happiness is the Lord. On April 23rd, 1939, he married Zelma Lawson, a minister's daughter. He was a gifted musician, played piano by ear, and accompanied her parents on a local radio program, and they had a son, Ray. For years, Zelma travelled with them and serving the Lord as they shared the gospel in one crusade after another. However, life was no perfection, and Zelma eventually became disillusioned with life, the life that they had created. Zelma eventually decided that ministry was not for her and left her husband. He was said to be devastated and continued to reconcile with her, remain true to his vows, and forgive her. The couple were divorced on October the 7th, 1948, after almost a decade of marriage. And there are varying accounts surrounding their separation. But sadly, I think it was such reason and was longing to become a celebrity, addiction, and other men. What is clear, though, that the marriage didn't last, and Zelma would eventually marry another guy called John E. Cowan. Sadly, though, she died in a car accident in 1951. And during the years of separation, divorce, and her death, Ara is said to have sunk into a deep depression. I Know Who Holds Tomorrow was written during this difficult and trying time in his life. Ace Collins writes in Turn Your Radio On that Ara Stanfill was driving when he began to hum and then sing a song. He was singing about not knowing what the future held, but trusting God with the future. Upon arriving home, he rushed to his office and his piano and jotted down the words. Susie McDowell was looking for Victor's Crown from Darlene Check. I think that's the way I'll pronounce that. Some more songs still to come your way as well from Mr. Jag, a local band here in Northern Ireland who stopped touring maybe about 10 years ago. Maybe another wee one from Darlene before the end as well. Hopefully you're enjoying the live stream. Give it a wee share, hit the share button there.
You were always fighting for us, heaven's angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender, you're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe.
powerful song, powerful lyrics. Thanks for that. Two songs left to go. Another one from Darlene. Check. And that goes out to Ruth Greer. Well, come on right up right after Mr. Jag. And a song about brothers.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.
Talked about just being friends forever. But enough with that, let's build a dam. We can go and race boats in the water. We'd blow our hands and shake off the cold. Listen to the radio and sing out loud and bold. But how I wish you were a brother. Time we drove to Lisburn. It was our break, it was our first real game. And we were the boys and we were the men. Well, we were the underdogs, but how we sure showed them. And coming home with our heads held high, we told the stories of how these trophies were won by you and I. And how I wish you were a brother. It's not just God's face that I see. We could talk, we could laugh about old days, and well, together, Christ's name, we would pray. And as I imagine those glory days, well, I'm sure my eyes will well up and tears will fall as I say, that I'm glad, so glad you became a brother.
Hopefully you enjoyed that one. Mr. Jag, and that one's called Brothers. A bit of a story about guys kind of growing up as friends and wishing, you know, the one of them wishes, oh, you wish you were my brother. And he gets to eternity and realizes that he's there, and he, all the whole time, brothers in Christ. And, you know, it's important that we share our gospel with, you know, from a pulpit, but also on a personal level with our friends and our family as well. That we are brothers in Christ. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36 kind of tells us how realistic that will be. It says, no one, well, 36 until 44, no one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As it were in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, up until the day Noah entered the ark. And that's basically talking about people are just getting on with their life, you know, doing things, going through the routine, but they're not really thinking much about God. And they were oblivious until the flood came and swept them all away. So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day in which your Lord will come. But understand this, if the homeowner had known of in which watch night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch, and he would have not let his house be broken into. For this reason, you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect. We need to be ready for that. And make sure that our friends and family, as close as they are, they're also brothers and sisters in Christ.
Though I walk through darkest valleys, there's no fear, for you are with me. You have held me through the fire, Jesus, you are here with me. Even when my heart grows weary,
Darling check there. You will be praised. I want to finish with Philippians chapter 2, and verse 9, 10, and 11. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. You know, God is irrespective of race or creed or colour, no matter who we are around the world, that we will have to bend the knee and we will confess that he is God, whether we have chosen on this time that we have on this planet to believe in him or not, that we all will confess that he is Lord. And will his words be to you, welcome home, good and faithful servant, or will they be depart from me, for I never knew you? Hopefully tonight all of us that are listening in already know and love the Lord. But if you haven't done tonight, why not? What is holding you back? What is the great thing that seems all that more important than God and his perfect, perfect salvation? Let's finish with a moment of prayer and we'll recommence this. All being well and God willing, as per usual, next Sunday night from 8:30. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, once again for this opportunity to share these songs and to share some encouraging words and scriptures as well that might encourage one another here as well. But more importantly, Lord, maybe point someone in the direction of you that maybe has considered Christ at a time and maybe has pushed that to the back of their thoughts, Lord. We hopefully know that you will bring that to the forefront, Lord, and work upon their soul. Help them to realize you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you for this week that has passed, for journeying mercies and all that we do and where we go. And we just pray you'll be with us every step that we take in this week ahead. And until we meet again, Lord, whether it be physically or virtually, we just want to trust and pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you for listening. If you've just joined in or you've missed part of the stream, it's been recorded and we'll get it on to the Eternity Socials website in around about 5 minutes. And then hopefully after that, it will appear on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn within an hour or so at the most. But thanks again, guys, and thanks for listening. And as I say, God willing, we'll be back then next Sunday night from 8:30. Thank you.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.